You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
During that last break, I had to ask Emily if we have Band-Aids at this radio station. I didn't even know if we have a first aid kit around here or not. You said it's down in the mailroom?
Yeah, right. They're, you know, paper cuts.
I need to go. Oh, yeah. I need to go get a band. I have to put a Band-Aid on each of my index fingers because of the cracking and gnarliness because of the dry
climate
situation here, dry climate.
Let me see your digits there. Really?
Yeah,
they make this stuff called lotion.
Right. Have you ever?
It's really good stuff. It's moisturizing.
It's really horrible. I've already got a really bad Band-Aid on this one, but it's not staying very well.
Gross.
Yeah. And then I need to put one on here. And this ties in perfectly with what I was mentioning to Emily the other day. I said, you know what I need to do? I need to have that split life. I need to have a split life where I spend 5 months, say, down in Tucson or something, and then 7 months in Colorado. And I've already got it worked out in my head. It would be probably November, December, January, February, March.
Yep, back
come
April
back here
1st.
In April when like baseball season starts, and stay through October, which is just beautiful here.
Fall, yeah.
I think I need to finally become a snowbird.
And I get
it. I've never been that way before. And maybe it's just after living here over, it's been 30 years now that I've lived here in Colorado. And, you know, I used to be the big time skier, and I love all of that. And I love the snow. It's romantic. It's beautiful. After 30 years, I've finally gotten to the point where I'm like, I think I want to be a split resident.
Especially right now, because we're entering the worst month of the year.
The worst month.
February 1st, here we go. Horrible ass month.
And there's even an extra day this year in the month.
It's
how did that
year
happen?
It's a freaking
I don't like
year
that one bit.
So we have 29 days of February
it's
to deal
worst
with.
Month.
You
I hate it.
Complaining Carlitas. This is just ridiculous. You know, you're turning into a blue hair.
I know it. I'm aware of that. I'm embracing the fact that I'm turning into a blue
which
hair.
Which is like heat.
Like, because I don't want to shovel again.
Listen, ladies. Like
don't
any
you have people that shovel for you?
I know. They patio only, home.
They will only shovel if it's 4 inches or more. Oh, but wait,
the
it gets even better.
Is real. What? Yeah,
because if there's like a foot of snow, they'll wait and come the next day.
Right. Ugh.
So it's like,
and you
what
know how bad his Lexus hybrid is in the snow.
It's not that good in the snow, Emily.
Listen, ladies.
Front
like in
drive
any relationship, there are good points and there are bad points, and you just have to learn to accept it all as the beautiful package that is Colorado. I think that you wanting to move down to Tucson. For
I just
five
threw
months,
that. I just pulled that out of my
somewhere warm.
I think that this is really just
Austin.
I think it's a underlying commitment issue. Really. Is
yeah, but he's
at
committed for 30 years.
No. But it's
30 years is a long time.
Oh, so
that's
now you
want
to run off with your hot secretary down in Arizona.
Just yes for 5 months a year.
Yeah, see?
So and then
when she doesn't look good enough anymore, when she stops shaving her legs, you want
to
come back
to
Colorado. Because the grass is always greener.
It's a fit
well,
state.
Well, look, mama ain't going to be here waiting for you after you go have your little fling down there.
I bet she will be.
No.
You know, and the funny thing is on Friday, it was 65 degrees and sunny. I was in the park without even a jacket on. It was that wonderful. And
Topless.
That gave me pause. I'm not going
to
lie.
But then you go into this week with 14 inches.
Whoop-dee-doo. It's just a few days and it's pretty. And it's Colorado. Like, it's just what happens here.
Yeah, but it's so cold. Yeah. There's no leaves.
Are you saying, Jeremy, that you're on board with what
I'm totally
about
on board with this, man. I can't wait till I can be gone, you know, during the winters. I want to be away. I'm sick of the cold.
You want to go to Alaska?
I actually shovel.
Do you know how much it snows in Alaska?
I just want to visit.
You fool?
I want to go see some caribou and some moose and then come back to Tucson.
The only reason I pulled Tucson out of my rear is because back in was December, I was there just for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was December. But still, where I stayed, all these people were going out, getting in their little golf carts.
Yep.
Not to play golf, just to drive down to the corner thing. And they were wearing shorts and, you know, they just had the baseball cap on and a pair of like loafers with no socks. And I was like, What a life these people have down here.
How are you going to wear your ugly yellow Green Bay Packers hoodie if you it's 80 degrees in December, I ask?
I'll have to put it away. You know, the nights can get a little cool.
A little crisp.
Oh, right, it can get down to like 42 or something, and that's great hoodie weather.
Yeah.
But I think the time has come. I'm going to start looking into doing a seven-month, five-month split.
We don't need your non-committing butt here in Colorado. Fine, you go. You have to you love all of me or you love none of me.
You know, there are people listening right now who are just nodding their head saying, yeah, if I could do it, I would. If I didn't have the kids to raise, I would do it.
February.
If I didn't have the job, I would do it.
Even if
it was 10 months, 2 months, just to be gone January and February.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, you know, my dad moved to Florida a few years ago and he doesn't have the luxury of going back and forth, but he just came back to visit from Florida and it's 75 degrees there, and then we're going to get 19 feet of snow today. He's like, what the hell?
Exactly, but I would never, ever in my life choose Florida. That would be one of the last four states on my list.
Right.
No offense.
Why, you don't like crystal meth? What?
No offense to all of you Gators and Seminoles, but I have no interest in living in Florida. But
Well, good luck with that, man.
Thank you.
Somebody gets out and shovels for you here in the next couple days.
No kidding. What the hell?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.